Okay, we'll begin, and we're on daf. We're on daf lamed vav amud beis. I know. Okay. Rabbi Imi, with the bottom line here, Rabbi Imi ba kumi Rabbi Yechonon. Masnisa actually goes well asvichem. Again, we're talking about where you have this loaf thing, this onion bulb, that. It's coming on my tzayishvias, so and it's man habir, and we have a machlokas 36b. We have the loaf that's in the man habir. It had leaves, and we had a machlokas in the ninth parak, whether after the man habir, whether it could go to the aniyim only, that was shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And she says, Rabbi Yossi was, it goes, Bein Laniyim, Bein Lashirim. And the Rambam's Gersa was, it's not allowed, Bein Laniyim, Bein Lashirim. So that's the basic clock like this. So, and what we're talking now, according to, not like the Rambam. And we're saying now that, we're talking, so he's making a comment now, that is to say, Rabbi Yossi is, he wanted to say the following, or he's inquiring. I thought it was like a statement. Anyway, but what it says here, he was inquiring. So, is the Mishnah before there was a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan on Svichim? Again, Svichim are the growths that grew on the Shemitah year. How could you be just on their own? How could you say the Aniyim could take these growths, if the Svichim are Aser, the Aniyim shouldn't even be able to take them. It must be the Mishnah's talking about before the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan of Svichim. That was what the his assumption was. Right? What was going to be sure in the Mishnah. Yeah. See, that's in our Mishnah. What was going to be sure? What does it say? Yeah, so on Lama Vavam Adolf, it says, Lof Sha'avra Lof Shvias. Rav Lezer says, if the Aniyim collected it, Loktu. And if not, then you have to make a cheshem with the Aniyim. So, and Rav Yeshua says, no. That you don't have to make a cheshem with the Aniyim. We said it was totally in the machlokes later on. So the issue, of course, is how could they go ahead and collect it if it should be also Al Svitha must be? That was before the Gezerah. Okay, now we're on Lamed Zayin with Aleph. On Malay, Rav Yechonon says, "V'chiv aliyah ha'yisa." Were you in the aliyah? In other words, normally, Gzeirah D'Rabbanan are made often in aliyos, right? You always see that. So he says, "Were you there? Like, what are you talking about? This is not Svichim. It's not an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's an Issa D'Oraisa." That's what he seems to be implying. Mm-hmm. So, Rav Yimi Amar Issa Svichim Torah. So. Rabbi Imi contemplates his teacher's response, and he thought that he's trying to say that it's D'Oraisa. So therefore, you can't say that the Mishnah was composed before a decree. There's no before the decree. It's a D'Oraisa. But then, Chazur Kushalu Duchtein, now we have the background with our problem. So then how could the Aniyim be eating these growths, right? So what's the pshat? On Rabbi Imi, Ba'alei Luf Shaita Himasisa. So he says, we're talking about an Ali Luf Shaita. Alei Lof Shaita has an attribute that they start growing in the sixth year. They grow in the sixth year and in the seventh year and the eighth year. It's like a Shaita, doesn't it? I think that's what he says. So let's see.
Whatever year they grow, they're going to grow for 3 years.
Let's see what it says over here. Which note we want to look at? Three. The Mishnah below 7.1 says that the shaita, the wild loof, is not subject to beer while its leaves are subject to beer because the bulb survives the winter, so it's always available for the forage, right? It's always available for the animals. So it's never called a chayim asada on the bulb, but it is. But what about the leaves? They fall off in the winter, so there's a point where there's no leaves left for them to eat. So whereas the common loof, even the bulb does not survive the winter. So what? So how does this answer the question? Let's see. So we can say it was planted. That's what he says. It was planted in the sixth year. It grew through the seventh year into the eighth year. So since it began its growth prior to Shvius, so it doesn't have the Isser of Svichim. Svichim applies only to produce that began growing in the seventh year. That's what footnote 4 says. Okay, that's the key to this answer. The key to this answer is that because it started growing in the sixth year, that's why there's no Isser Svichim on this loaf shota.
Svichim won't be relevant anyway because it's going on for so long.
Because what?
Because it grows for 3 years.
It's not growing. No, let me, if I said it grew for 3 years, that was a mistake. I misspoke. Okay. It doesn't grow for 3 years. It survives for 3 years. So the bulb will survive for 3 years, but there's fresh leaves each year. Okay? So
what year do you go after?
I mean, that's what I think. Let me just see that one here. 1 second.
Mm-hmm. They're using the word wild as a type of bulb.
Yes.
Because if it was really wild, it's hefker.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. But this is this is really this was going to be hefker during Shemitah year anyway. So regardless, it's hefker. Okay, so produce that began growing in the sixth year, most of its growth occurred in the seventh year, is not forbidden to Svichim. Let's see over here. By explaining that the mission refers to loaf whose bulb was planted in the sixth year, the problem of Svichim is resolved. The reason Rabbi Yirmiyah explains the mission specifically Lugabi, the wild variety, is that the bulb of the common loaf does not survive the winter. So it's not possible to say it's common loaf in the sixth year and produce leaves in the seventh and eighth years. Now, let's see here. The general rule of vegetables that they're assigned to the year in which they're picked.
So here it's really going to be the eighth year on this. Is that right?
So that's the subject of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the eighth year. So let's see here. So when it comes to, specifically regard to the prohibition of Svichim, that the year in which they started to grow is the critical factor. In other words, you've got to keep two things in mind. The Kedushas Shemitah is being chal based on Zman Lakita for vegetables. So when it's picked, that's what determines whether it has Kedushas Shvias. But the Isser Svichim, that will depend when its main growth was. So although Rabbi Yirmiyah explains the loaf began growing in the sixth year, it's still subject to the laws of beer because it was picked in the seventh year. And the issue of to whom the leaves belong, that's going to be the Machlokes of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So that's basically what they're saying.
Why is it picked in the seventh year?
The leaves don't survive from 1 year to the next, right?
What you want to hear is the onion, right?
1 second. No. We're talking about the leaves.
The leaves.
This whole discussion is about leaves. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah again. Okay, Luf Sha'avra Luf Shvias. So the loaf grew from the seventh year into the eighth year. At that point, when we read the Mishnah, we were thinking it was a regular loaf. So its leaves grew partially the seventh year, partially the eighth year. And then the time of beer comes in the eighth year. Rav Elazar says, if they pick the leaves during the seventh year, then they pick them. Then whatever leaves are present in the loaf when the owner picks it are his, because the eighth year produce are not subject to the Shvi'is law of beer. Imla, but if not, then that means that there were some leaves that were not picked during Shvius, and they are subject to beer in the eighth year. So then you have to figure out what the proportion is of the leaves that belong to the Aniyim and what proportion belong to him, the Balabas. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, says, no, the Aniyim don't have to make a cheshbon. The difference is, we explained, was because it's totally the Machlokes, what is the din after beer? Does it belong to both Anim and the Asherim, which is Rabbi Yeshua's position, or not? That's Rabbi Eliezer's position. So that'll be the issue. Now the question, though, is what about the Svichim? What about the problem of the Svichim? So that's what we're trying to explain. So we're changing the loaf in the Mishnah, not to being a regular loaf, but a loaf that was planted in the sixth year. We're loaf Hashreita, right? So how does that resolve the problem? Because
you have to deal with the leaves and
Shri, you don't have to deal with the Svichim and Shri. Because produce that begins to grow in the sixth year is not subject to the Svichim prohibition. It's only if it began to grow in the seventh year that Svichim is going to be chal. That seems to be the key point here. So that was the issue. The issue was how could they eat it? It's a problem of Svichim. The answer is it began to grow in the sixth year. Since it began to grow in the sixth year, there's no issue of Svichim. That seems to be taking care of all the problems. Does that make sense? Almost.
But it's still kind of in beer.
And it's going to be chayav in beer because the Kedusha Shvias is totally in, well, the Kedusha Shvias by a vegetable is totally when you pick it.
Not this vegetable.
So these leaves, so let's look at the leaves, right? So when is that chal, the din of Shemitah? Din of Shemitah is chal.
In the seventh year.
Yeah, but it's only when it... Well, this was the problem. We dealt with this problem before. So let's go back over that rash one more time. How was there any Kedusha Shemitah at all on this leaf since it was picked in the eighth year? The answer, we answered that yesterday. We said that there's a rash that says that what happened was he came and picked this loaf in the seventh year, but didn't bother taking it home. He just left it on the ground. So because he picked it, it got the Kedusha Shemitah automatically by virtue of the fact that he picked it. Then he drops it on the ground, it re-roots itself, and it starts to grow again and produces more leaves. So that's how we ended up with some leaves in the eighth year. So that's how you end up with a mixture. We're trying to explain, how is it possible to have leaves in the eighth year, that is to say the first year of the next cycle, the eighth year, that are both subject to beer and not subject to beer? The answer is, you picked it in the seventh year, so it became subject to Shemitah. And so there was Kedusha Shemitah on the leaves. You dropped it on the floor. Those leaves apparently survived into the eighth year. Now it grew more leaves. Now you have a mixture of leaves. Then you have a machlokas tanoim. Who gets it? Do you have to make a cheshbon or you do not have to make a cheshbon? A machlokas tanoim, which we explained already. Now let's deal with the svichim. The svichim must be that it's a shota. So therefore it started to grow in the sixth year. Something that starts to grow in the sixth year is not subject to the issue of svichim. It's a little complicated.
Because it's too separate.
Because what?
Because the Svichim is too, nothing to do with the whole issue.
Because the Kedusha Shemitah has nothing to do with the Israel Svichim. Correct. Yeah. Right. Okay. So he thought that our Mishnah, since we're talking about Svichim, right, so this is the answer, how if it's an Issur Torah, how could you have a heter? The answer is this is a special case. I say Rav Hoshea Masisa de Bar Kapara Midoraima, but now Rav Hoshea brought a Brisa of Bar Kapara. Now what he explains here is that there was, let's see, he says over here a very interesting thing here in note 5, very, very interesting. He says that there were 13 versions of the Shisha Sejai Mishnah that Rabbeinu HaKadosh had at the time he's put together the Mishnah. So he had to consolidate 13 different versions of the Shisha Sejai Mishnah. That's quite an editorial task. He could have probably worked for art school. These versions included compilations such as Reb Chiya's Tosefta and the Brises of Levi and Shmuel's Yeshiva and Bar Kapara. Anyway, this is a different thing. So our Gemara is saying that when Rav Hoshea, who was a Talmud of Bar Kapara, came up from the south, means he's coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he brought with him Bar Kapara's version of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah only says loaf. He came with a version which had more detail in it, and it had Tani Ale loaf Ba'ale B'tzolim. Not only did it say loaf in his version, it also said regular onions. Now, regular onions, you all know, only going to survive 1 year. So that's the Gemara saying. Islach meimar alei betzolim hashaitim. There's no such thing as a regular onion that's a shaitim. That's a loaf. You have a loaf hashaitim. You don't have betzolim that are shaitim. So how is it going to work with that version of that of the Mishnah that he brought with him? So alam mezainu abeis. So the Gemara says, and the way now he inserts here that Rabbi Yirmiyah did not retract his explanation. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah is sticking with his guns that we're talking about loif hashaita. He has this version. He doesn't believe this version is accurate. He feels that our version of the Mishnah is more accurate, and it only has loaf there. And since it only has loaf, I have the ability to say that we're talking about loif hashaita. There's nobody on here. Let me shut this down. Okay. Now, Nilsei de Rabbi Yirmiyah Amra. So now, from Rabbi Yirmiyah, we can make a very interesting observation. What is that? That it comes out that you have a bulb which is subject to beer, right? Davar she'yeshal beer. Shenimsa betoch davar she'ein lo beer. I should say the other way. The leaves are subject to beer. It's growing out of a bulb. Remember, we said that the bulbs never get eaten up, so they're always available to the chaya, and therefore are never subject to beer. So you're going to have one food which has leaves that are subject to beer growing out of a bulb which is not subject to beer, which the Gemara thinks is a very strange thing. The Gemara doesn't like that. Ma'ovar l'Rabbi Yirmiyah. What's he going to do with that? Okay. Three, what he says is, logic seems to dictate that something that grows from something that's not obligated to beer is not obligated to beer. In other words, this is very difficult to say that the leaves are going to be obligated and the bulb's not. The Gemara doesn't like that. Pasalah b'sheshikef be'olin. So the case must be where he pulled off the leaves from the bulb in the eighth year, before the time of the beer came. So, in other words, pulling it off, okay, so four. We're talking a case where the leaves were still attached to the bulb in the eighth year. But he can explain the case to me after the loof had added new leaves in the eighth year, he detached the leaves before the time of beer arrived. So, because they were detached, in other words, they are subject to beer. Now, the Gemara's whole question was that you'd have something that's attached, and then you would have two dinim. But if it was detached, the Gemara seemed to have no problem with that. Right? That's what it seems to be saying. No proof can be brought from here that something is subject to beer that's attached to something that is not subject to beer when the time of beer arrives is subject to beer. The fact that you detach the leaves makes it something that we can accept. So then he writes to summarize. This is important to read the summary in footnote 4, second column. To summarize, the dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua and the Mishnah concerns a loaf that began growing in the sixth year. Therefore, the loaf was not subject to the Isser of Svithim. Towards the end of the seventh year, after the loaf had grown leaves, it was pulled out of the ground. Since it was picked in the seventh year, so it's subject to beer because it gets Kedusha Shvias. It was then left lying in the field when it took root again, and new leaves grew in the eighth year. So now we have the Machlokes of Elazar and Yeshua, if the owner has to make an accounting with the poor people. The leaves were then detached from the bulb in the eighth year before beer arrived, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem whether something which is not subject to beer could be attached to something that is subject to beer. That's
he pulled them before beer, so then they're not high.
So therefore, no, the leaves will be chayiv and beer, but the bulb won't be chayiv and beer. The main problem we had was that the two things that are attached would have two separate dinim, but having it separate would not be a problem.
Is the bulb edible?
Yes. Yes, the bulbs are edible.
Does that matter, by the way?
Yeah.
Does it matter whether the bulb is edible?
At this point?
Well, we're not discussing the bulbs at all. If you had a bulb... That's really the whole the discussion is about bulb, about something which, I mean, as far as this Gemara is concerned, the whole discussion is about something which is either oil for beer or not oil for beer. Obviously, we're talking about something that's edible. I mean, whether it's important as far as leaves are concerned, whether you could have this exact discussion,
what I was asking is because isn't everything have an element, a component of leaf, and a component of edible?
I mean, I don't know what you're going to accomplish with the question. In other words, I'm not saying the question is not a good question. It's a hechetimsa question, and I think that the whole discussion about the leaves, whether they're oila for beer or not oila beer, would be the same discussion, whether the bulb was edible or not edible. I think so. No, right? In other words, if animals aren't eating the bulb and they're always so, that's not the issue, right? The issue is only going to be the edible part, which would be the leaves. The whole discussion would still be a good discussion. Right? This discussion now about whether you had to crush the leaves, that part wouldn't apply, because then you wouldn't have the quandary of how could you have something which is roid for beer be attached to something that's not roid to beer. If it wasn't edible, it wouldn't have been a question. Okay. Now, now what he's going to say now in footnote 5 in the upcoming discussion is like this. Till now we were going that the machlokas was totally in the machlokas in the ninth parak, right? That Rabbi Yeshua was going to come out like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Lazar is going to come out like Rabbi Hudo, right? That's what we were saying till now. The hakdama to the next line is that the Gemara is now going to suggest that everybody holds like Rabbi Hudo, and it's taka going to be only roi laniyim. That's the hakdama. So Rabbi Yossi pasul amasisin lifnei Rosh Hashanah hashviyas. He says the Mishnah is talking about it was planted before Rosh Hashanah. The Torah lifnei Rosh Hashanah shviyas, he planted it in the sixth year. Also beitzim lifnei shviyas, it produced growth before shviyas. The dichno b'shviyas, then he crushed the leaves in the seventh year. And then it continued to add growth after you crushed the leaves. And then akaro, and then afterwards he uprooted it in the matzoi shviyas before the beer. So now, what does this accomplish? So, first of all, note 6, he says, as we said before, since it started growing in the sixth year, there's no problem of svichim. So he takes care of that problem. Now, in Tamar dichun ki ikur, now is crushing a leaf like uprooting it? So then kulolanim, it all goes to the poor. Because we're talking about something that has kedusha shvius. Everyone's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that after the biur, it has to go to aniyim. So that's why he's saying if crushing it is like uprooting it, then it all goes to aniyim after the biur in the eighth year. I think that's what it means. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Rabbi Yossi maintains that both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And therefore, all the leaves that grew until the crushing belong to the poor once the time of beer arrives. That's what's shot over here. In Tamar, ein dichon ki'ikur, and if you hold the crushing, it's not like uprooting. So it's not as if it was picked in the seventh year, but rather in the eighth year. They ain't cool on him, and it doesn't go. Because even the stuff that grew in the seventh year, it's not roi for, it doesn't get kedusha shviyas. It should say kol lebal bayis. Okay. Right, since the loaf is not considered to have been picked in the seventh year, rather in the eighth year, then the leaves are not subject to beer, so they all belong to the owner. So Rabbi Yosef concludes, me suffix, out of doubt, because, in other words, Rabbi Lazar didn't know. Rabbi Lazar himself, he's trying to explain Rabbi Lazar's position. Rabbi Lazar held, he didn't know whether crushing a leaf is like picking it or not like picking it. This is, he's trying to work out the possibilities here. Is crushing like you picked it, or is crushing not like you picked it? What is crushing? Crushing means you're stepping on it, you're smashing it, but you're not actually pulling it out of the bulb. So is that like you've picked it, or is it not like you picked it? If it's like you picked it, so it belongs to the Aniyim, because it was chal on it in the Shemitah year. If it's not like you picked it, then you ended up picking the whole thing in the eighth year, in which case it's not right. So Rabbi Lazar is mesufik whether it's like picking or not like picking, since it's a suffik, and he doesn't, so therefore, what do you do when you're a suffik, whether it belongs to the Aniyim or not? You give it to the Aniyim. Oh, we've had that many times. Suffik leket leket, right? Suffik moment aniyim always goes to the aniyim, and that's what he says. Mi suffik out of doubt. Yaseh cheshbonim aniyim. So that's his position. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Rabbi Yeshua held, I'm not in doubt. Rabbi Yeshua held, no, it's not a suffik. Crushing is definitely not like picking, and therefore it's still attached, and therefore it's not halonetin of Shemitah. And therefore, when eventually you do pick it in the eighth year, it's completely free of any Kedusha Shvius, and there's no Din Bir, and it's Roy both Laniyim and Lashir. That's the... And he can keep it for himself, basically.
Very important milestone tonight. Finished 1 year to the day of the first year of Yerushalmi.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We started November 14th, right?
Wow.
Wow.
Seems like yesterday.
20% of the way through. Plus a little bit.
Wait. How many years does it take to
five
do your
job? Five and a little bit.
Five and a half? I should live that long.
It's a shame.
Me too. I was wondering how that's possible. No,